The river rock practice is a balance, an antidote to the orientation of so much of our lives that is caught up in our heads. We tend to spend so much time performing and strategizing and planning and accomplishing, and this is a practice to really support us to connect to the earth and connect to our feet, and to balance out the performative, planning, strategizing aspects of our lives and our days. So you may need to pause the recording to find a couple small size rocks, maybe about the size of the tip of your thumb. You can look at the handout to see specifically where these are placed, but just behind the balls of your feet. You'll want to do this practice sitting in a chair or on a sofa, and resting your feet on the ground. So if you can grab enough pillows or a rolled up towel so that your hips are a little bit higher than your knees, it will allow your back muscles not to work so hard. And you'll place your feet over the rocks in that little gap, that little space just behind the balls of the feet, of the big and the second toe, middle of the foot. So you may want to just pause and get yourself situated. And take a moment here, once you have placed the rocks on the ground, you've got your body situated, just take a moment to really, including the hips, rotate, turning your body to look behind your right shoulder. And then turning, rotate your body to look behind your left shoulder. Just a gentle gesture, supporting your body, mind to land here, to take in full awareness of the space where you are. And over the course of this practice, we're going to move from the top of our head down to our feet, moving with a gentle scan of the body, and then toggling between the feet and whatever body part we're working with. So that's the general movement. So we're going to start up at the top of the head. And just check in the sensations of the scalp, the forehead, the muscles of the face, the mouth, the ears, the nose. And there's no need to arm wrestle the body into submission. We're just noticing the sensations that are here. Some awareness, as if the whole practice is sort of riding on the breath, and riding with the inhale, riding with the exhale. And when you come to the next time you're breathing out, you'll exhale to the very bottom and just touch in again to notice the feet on the ground and the sensation of those little rocks. And then moving through the neck, the throat, the base of the skull, connecting to the muscles of the back of the neck, and the tops of the shoulders, extending into the collarbone. And you don't have to be rigid in this, so if you need to move your body a little bit, notice there's some tension, you need to readjust your posture, that's all right. Next time you come to that exhale, exhale long all the way to the bottom, and just touching in again to the sensation of your feet on the ground and the rocks. And then taking in awareness of the back, the whole back body, the shoulder blade area, the mid back, the lower back. Notice any sensations you find there. With the next exhale, again, exhaling long and touching into the sensation of the feet. And then bringing awareness back to the body, up to the shoulders. Shoulders, the upper arms, the elbows, forearms, and the hands. Maybe you change up the position of your hands. Maybe they were resting on your thighs or your knees. Maybe you choose to drop them into your lap. Just notice the sensations in the arms. And then with that next exhale, dropping attention again to include the feet. And then coming back to the chest, up to the collarbone, chest, the mid-belly, the lower belly. And taking in the front body with some awareness of the breath. With the next exhale, bringing attention again gently to the sensations of the feet on the ground. And then take in awareness of the whole pelvic area, the buttocks resting on the chair, the sofa, the hip joints, the whole pelvic floor. Noting a parallel, the connectedness with the earth through taking your seat, your connection to the earth through your feet. And with the next exhale, just touching in with those little rocks and then moving down into the upper legs. Backs of the legs. The tops of the legs extending down into the knees. Notice any contact between your hands and the legs. Just feeling what you feel. No need to make anything up. The next exhale, just touching in awareness to the feet, and then moving attention down to the lower legs, the shins, the backs of the legs, extending all the way down into the ankles, and taking in full awareness of the feet, the balls of the feet, the bones, the pads, the heel. Toes, you may want to wriggle your toes just a little bit. through the body with this next exhale, already planted in the feet, already planted with your attention close to the earth. Just check in and notice, what's your mental state like? What's your heart mind like just now? How the sensations of the body anchoring or supporting your mental activity? And if the mind immediately jumps into planning mode, then just feeling the sensation of your feet on the ground, feeling those little rocks underneath your feet. And while I will conclude the recording here, you can stay abiding in this practice for as long as you choose, another few minutes. You could sit a whole half hour. The most important thing is just really paying intimate attention to your feet on the ground, because this is not just about the practice you're doing now, but it's about carrying this out into your day. So that when you go through moments when you feel scattered or distressed and you feel all that energy rising up in your body, into your chest, into your face, into the muscles in your neck, and your shoulders, maybe into a headache, you just quietly remember this invitation, these little rocks inviting you to connect back to the earth. And with just a few breaths in and a nice long exhale, you can connect to the earth at any time. Invoking attention and awareness as you move out into your day and the world, that you can and continue to feel this intimate contact with the earth, remembering that she's always here, she's always there to catch us when we fall down. And so just feeling that invitation and that connection to the earth all day long.